This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to Saturday's protest in Memphis, Tennessee, against the beating death of 29-year-old Tyre Nichols after video of his fatal encounter with police was released on Friday. Also Saturday, the Memphis Police Department announced it has disbanded the special unit whose officers attacked Nichols January 7th. The special unit was formed in 2021 as a way of policing crime-ridden areas. Critics say such specialized teams can be prone to abusive tactics. Protester Trinity Williams explained why she came out to demonstrate.
There's been too many times where my people, so many other impoverished communities have been targeted and abused, and it's not right. It's supposed to be a system that protects us, that provides safety for us, but instead it's killing us, murdering us, innocent lives who just began their adulthood. So this isn't fair.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced a series of punitive steps against the Palestinians, including plans to beef up Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank in response to a pair of shooting attacks that killed 7 Israelis and wounded 5 others. The announcement cast a cloud over a visit next week by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. It's also threatened to further raise tensions following one of the bloodiest months in the West Bank and East Jerusalem in several years. Netanyahu's security cabinet approved the measures in the wake of a pair of shootings, including an attack outside a synagogue in which 7 people were killed. An earthquake with a magnitude of 5.9 struck northwest Iran near the border with Turkey on Saturday, killing at least 2 people and injuring dozens, according to Iranian media. State media said rescue teams were dispatched to the area in Iran's West Azerbaijan province and hospitals.